The Tahoe group was nearly 30 people, including representatives of city and county governments and local business. Last week, we talked to Julie Regan, Chief of External Affairs for the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. She said it's a complicated, multi-governmental entity, which keeps Tahoe on the national radar.
So Nevada and California share the lake, and we were created in 1969 essentially to protect Lake Tahoe for the future. And we manage all the land use and have enforcement of development and growth and environmental protection in the region. There are five different counties, one locally incorporated city, myriad elected officials, you know, two congressional delegations. Because we're a bi-state compact, we are mandated, you know, to be ratified by Congress. And we have 75% of the land that's owned by the U.S. Forest Service in Tahoe. So it's a jurisdictional complexity nightmare, some would say. But the way we look at it is it's an opportunity for more collaboration, more partnership building, federal, state, local, and private.
Regan said her group is impressed with Park City's transit system and its status as a walkable and bikeable community.
That's a big push for us at Tahoe. You know, we were developed following the 1960 Olympics at Squaw Valley. We had a huge development boom, and it was the era of the automobile. So our whole community is auto-centric. We're going back and actually retrofitting highways, putting roads on diet, shrinking roadways, putting in bigger sidewalks, making our communities have more bike trails. So we're very impressed with the great work you've done here. We want to learn more from you on that and just generally share information and exchange ideas.
She said there's a transit link between the north and south sides of the lake, but nothing very comprehensive.
We have a trolley system that connects around Emerald Bay from north to south, but our two systems, north and south, both run independently. It's not seamless. It's very challenging. We have a lot of funding challenges to subsidize transit. We don't have 15-minute headways the way that you have here, which is a really important thing to make people have the convenience, you know, for transit. We are looking into waterborne ferry. So that's under environmental review right now. So people can take, you know, within 25 to 30 minutes, a ferry from the north to south shore. Our lake is big. It's 72 miles to drive around. It's 22 miles long. So it's significant, but if we can make it fun and convenient and quicker for the tourist or resident to get to the North Shore from south than by car on the water, well, that would just be a winning opportunity.
Everyone in the region agrees that the lake defines them.
1,650 feet deep in the middle, so it's a very deep lake. 600-year retention time because of its size and scale. If you think of a drop of pollution going in, it'll take that long to make its way out. But we used to be able to see down 100 feet. Today, we can see down 70 feet. So it's been on a clarity decline, and that's been a big water quality push for us. That was the reason our agency was formed in the first place, to protect the lake. But everybody gets that the lake is our economy. The economy is our lake.
The economic centers are scattered around the lake.
The North Shore is smaller in scale, the biggest population base. About 30,000 people live on the southern end of the lake, but it's diversified. There's gaming, a small amount of casino activity on the North Shore on the Nevada side. But on the North Shore, you have big resorts like Squaw Valley, North Star, Truckee is on the North Shore just outside of the basin watershed. So it's equally dispersed, and I think each part of the lake has its own unique character.
Changes are coming to the region, though. Regan said outdoor recreation is becoming more important. The summer is their peak season, highlighted by July 4th, but Nevada's main state gambling is becoming less important.
Gaming used to define our economy. It no longer does. Now people can gamble anywhere in California on Native American reservations. So we've been seeing a loss of our gaming economy for about 12 years now. Pre-recession, we were already dealing with that. So we're transforming our economy into outdoor recreation. And that's another reason why we're so impressed with the work you've done here in Park City.
Julie Regan from the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.